Welcome to our Indigenous in Music Spotlight. I'm Larry Kay. Tonight, we welcome back into our spotlight from Billings, Montana, award-winning blues musician. He has just released a sixth album out, When I Rise. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome back Mr. Kerry Morin. How you doing, Kerry?
I'm doing great, Larry. Good to be back with you.
Yeah, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing really well. Just hanging out here at home and Colorado.
Sure, sure. Well, it's always great to have you on the show, and it's your third visit, so great news for us. And how's the music scene been treating you up there?
Oh, I'm keeping busy. I just did some shows on the East Coast around D.C. and Philadelphia, and we're home for about 10 days, and then we'll take off for
four months
tour around U.S.
Sweet, sweet. Now, where are you at tonight? Now, you're in your hometown, Colorado?
Yeah. Yep. I'm here working on the next CD, which we will start recording in about a month in Louisiana.
Oh, sheesh. Good deal. You got bringing in guests? Key players?
Well, CD, we're going to play with some local musicians around Lafayette, Louisiana. So this next CD should have a bit of a Cajun flair. I'm really looking forward to playing with these guys. It's exciting.
Sweet, sweet. Well, hey, it's great to have you back on the show, and we have lots of new listeners. So why don't we just tell them a little bit about yourself, and then we'll talk more about the album. Go right ahead, Kerry.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a guitar player. I play fingerstyle, acoustic, blues, and Americana. I live in Fort Collins, Colorado, and I tour throughout the year in the U.S. and in Europe. Just put out an album a few months ago. It's called When I Rise. And, you know, I've been doing mostly acoustic CDs, just like solo CDs for the last couple of years. But we decided to do half of this one with a band. So
sure.
I had the producer, his name is Kim Stone, and he played with some notable bands in the past as a bass player. He was the original bass player for Spyro Gyra and the Rippingtons and Rare Silk, a bunch of other great jazz bands. But he helped me piece together a band for this CD, and we're really happy with the way it turned out.
Sure. Now, I heard some harmonica. Is that you?
No. that's a guy who I met in Montana years ago. He also plays a clarinet on a song on that album. His name's Dexter Payne. And we had a good friend of ours play some electric guitar from Tulsa, Oklahoma, Paul Benjamin. And we had Steve Amadei from the Subdudes play some percussion for us. And a really fine violinist, he's a blues violin player, lives in Denver. His name's Lionel Young. And Andy Weil played some piano on it. And a good friend of mine, Jason Larson, helped produce it, and he played and sang on it as well. So I think it's a pretty well-rounded album. And, you know, I still do solo acoustic stuff on CD, like I always do. But, yeah, we threw some band things in there. So really hope people like it.
And you did a couple of remakes. You choose them?
Yeah. We decided to do this Allman Brothers tune, and that's really an acoustic one, Little Martha. And we had this idea to do a Grateful Dead tune just in a way that we've never heard it recorded before. That song's called Dire Wolf. And, but the rest of them are my songs.
Nice, nice. And you write all your own music, I take it, still.
Yes. Yes, I do.
All right. What's the best way to get a hold of you, Kerry?
Well, a good starting place is my website, and that's carrymorin.com. And from there, you can get music, you can find all of our social media. And I always like hearing from people. Feel free to give me a shout anytime. And even though we're on the road, I try and get back to folks when they reach out to us.
Oh, yeah. I want to let our listeners know that we're speaking with Carry Morin, and he's just released his new album out, When I Rise. You can find out all about him and hear his music on the web at carrymorin.com. Carry, thank you for showing up tonight in our Indigenous and Music Spotlight.
Great to talk to you again, Larry. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Always great to have you back on the show. We're going to play you a track from his new album. Here is Jug in the Water. Music from Carry Morin, and that was Jug in the Water. In case you're just tuning in, Carry Morin was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome to Indigenous in Music. Thank you.
Renaissance, music from Janelle Manoa. Happy sinking. All right, here we go. Link Ray, Rumble. I'm Larry Kay, and you're listening to Indigenous in Music. Quick mention, I want to steer you over to our website, indigenousandmusic.com, and let me know what you think about today's show and where you're listening from. And I want to let you know you can follow us on Spotify, and nowadays we're on iHeartRadio. I'm Larry Kay. Music now from Dallas Arcan. Thunderbird Spirit Blues. You're listening to Indigenous in Music. Thank you.
In the pan, and all that's left is this angry young man in a reservation town.
That's music from Gary Small and the Coyote Brothers, Reservation Town. Hope you're all enjoying today's show. And I want to say hi to my friends up at KFAI 90.3 up in Minneapolis, Minnesota. They've been hanging out with us today, and we'll be joining them on American Indian Day on Turtle Island, Voices Rising. Now that's what I'm talking about. Hey, visit us at our site, indigenousandmusic.com. I'm Larry Kay. Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.